Every morning, round about this time, Barbara Friedman, who heads up the team that curates our social media, also makes our website look pretty and lovely, and all the information that you need to have a great dinner table conversation, capetalk.co.za, waltzes into the studio here and lets me know what's trending online on Barb's Wire. Good morning, Barbara.
Morning, Lester. So, yeah, I'm going for two political stories out of my three.
That's this only morning. A week to go to election.
Exactly. As I'm forced to. See, like, I think last week I went for very, very quirky Barb's Wire selections. So the first one that is has gone to the top of our trends on our site this morning was the interview on Breakfast with independent electoral analyst Darby Skultz. Mm. And this is this leaked strat video that he referred to over the weekend. Helen Ziller addressing a DA meeting in 2019 where she speaks, and I've chosen not to play it because it's quite hard to hear, but it is in the article as part of his tweet. If you go to capetalk.co.za, you can listen to her sort of unpacking the numbers. Mm. And she's basically talking about a strategy the DA will adopt regarding ANC coalitions. And the reason why Darby and others are so surprised is because there's a very clear message coming out that it's choose the DA, don't choose the ANC. And I think John Steenhuisen has always made it very clear that he would never, ever go into a coalition with the ANC.
John Steenhuisen had a comment in the Sunday Times very soon after he was elected leader of the party, saying that he would be open to a cooperation with Cyril Ramaphosa as ANC. And I think that is the caveat there. Cyril Ramaphosa.
You know, Darby seems to think it is a slight. He thinks it's a massive deviation from this notion of building a broad range, very wide DA party that would include more than their sort of traditional votership. And he is saying that what Helen was outlining were 3 points. If one can go and read them in the article, is firstly, he says that the DA wants to focus on being the 15 to 20% party, which he says in a nutshell is the problem. Mm. Because if you're going to just stay at that, you're only going to go for your traditional electorate. And he says anecdotally and in their research, even their traditional voters want something that includes a far broader range of South Africans and that competes with the ANC. Secondly, she intimated the DA would then wait until the ANC drops below 50%. And then finally, they would then form a coalition with the ANC.
Two reasons why I think people are shocked, because the DA's mantra is that we are not the ANC and we will never cooperate with the ANC. But on a policy level, they're far more similar to the ANC than every other political party. Mm. So a DA, ANC that occupies the center of policy and politics in South Africa is probably the more logical choice. It makes sense on a policy level.
I agree. In a country that is very centrist in its politics, actually at the root of the sort of 80% rather than the fringes. Mm. And I suppose also that sort of notion that if they didn't work with the ANC, as Darby said, you know, once they ever drop below 50%, should that happen, you know, they might then, the ANC might go into coalition with the EFF, which would be even worse for the DA voters. Mm. So he has interesting analysis. So for those that are following closely politics in South Africa at the moment, might be worth going to listen to Darby. I always think he's worth listening to.
I think that's the thing about particularly electoral politics, where it is a case of stating who you will never work with.
Is there
but
never?
But you have. The ANC and the DA have been in coalitions in municipalities in the West.
They have.
Whether you call it a coalition or a cooperation agreement, the DA and the EFF have been in coalition, in cooperation, in Johannesburg,
and that's
in
politics.
Swanee. And that's politics.
But you know, I suppose what he is saying is that, you know, he's saying, for example, in Gauteng, there's a real choice between the DA and Action SA for white voters in the suburbs, and he was saying the Action SA putting across a platform, we will never work with the ANC. So he said it would be interesting to see what people decide to vote for in that area.
Never say never.
And talking about never say never, Our next story is also someone who seems to have flip-flopped in his allegiances.
King Dalindyebo.
Yeah. So on Sunday, he addressed an EFF rally at Mandela Park and said in Mthatha, and he said he's going to be supporting, putting his full support behind the EFF. It was an EFF rally. And then he alluded to the fact that he was thanking Julius Malema because he was going to be buying him a brand new SUV, seemingly a Mercedes.
Is he still a DA member?
So this is what I'm saying. Talk about coalitions. I mean, do you remember when he wore a DA t-shirt?
Yes. No, he says...
So what happened?
No, he joined the DA in 2013.
I suppose that's a long time ago.
It's an age. It's a lifetime. But 8 years ago, King Dalindyebo was a DA member.
So anyway, now he's not. Or maybe the DA didn't want to give him a Mercedes.
And finally, what's the New York Times reporting?
Yeah, you know, I've subscribed to the New York Times eventually, and I loved a lot of their articles. So they've got this amazing piece about this wonderful and quirky world called the Buy Nothing Facebook groups that are springing up all over the world. In the article, it says, "Welcome to the wild world of Buy Nothing, a network of social media groups, mostly on Facebook, where people give and receive things, treating the stuff taking up spaces in their homes as gifts meant to be shared and treasured." And I mean, it's anything from pickle brine in jars to undergarments, single socks for those that actually collect them or maybe are looking for partners to their lost socks, custom-made furniture, sinks, broken mirrors. I mean, you can name it. It's often people's trash. Mm. And the New York Times had a wonderful intro in the article about this particular guy who lives in New York who sort of almost as a joke, he put out there this advert for pickle brine, and somebody responded that they had jars of pickle brine because they weren't fans once they ate the cucumbers. He walked all the way up to the New York apartment and the doorman thought he was quite crazy. And he went home and because he likes to drink tots of pickle juice. But it's actually interesting because the Buy Nothing Project is launching an app. It's about not wasting. I like that idea.
So your service or your reused good is in fact then your currency. Is it a barter
platform? It's not a barter because you're not asking for something in return.
Ah.
You're literally giving it away. They're saying that there are now Buy Nothing Facebook groups in 44 countries across the world. There's something like almost 7,000 of these groups, and the app advert, which is going into a beta stage, they say it has 4 million people that are going to sign up for it.
I have a friend in Canada, and he actually went house decorating from the
pavements.
The pavement putouts. People, it's a fairly decent coffee table.
I think that's the thing they do
there. And then you put it on your sidewalk.
Right.
And then whoever wants a used but still all right coffee table, pick it up.
And I think this is a similar idea, but it's gone on to social media, which we know we obviously love to talk about social media. So I think there's a very sweet side to this. There's also some very weird and wacky things that are being offered.
We reinventing the term free to good owner. Essentially, Barbara Friedman, she joins us every morning just after 9:30 with what is trending online. These stories and more available on our website.